This is WMUK's West Southwest Brief. I'm Andy Robbins. Yesterday was Juneteenth, the annual celebration marking the day in 1865 when African American slaves in Texas finally learned that they were free, long after the Emancipation Proclamation was signed. Dr. Candy McCorkle is Western Michigan University's Vice President for Diversity and Inclusion.
Juneteenth is known as the celebration of independence or freedom for African Americans who are descendants of the African Americans who were enslaved. It started June 19th, 1865. So a year after the actual emancipation of the slaves, slaves in Texas didn't get the information until a year later. And so at that point is when they celebrated their freedom. And so to commemorate that, Juneteenth, and it's been shortened to, instead of June 19th, to Juneteenth, throughout, especially the southern states, it's now celebrated all over our country, but primarily in the southern states, to commemorate the freedom of Africans who were enslaved. And so variety of ways it's celebrated. It's usually a way to reflect on African-American heritage in our country. So there are parades in communities. Communities have kind of big celebrations where there's food, there's African dance. There is usually someone telling the story. There are artisans to show African-American art, whether it be spoken word or paintings or pottery.
Even today, there's still controversy over how emancipation was handled, even at the time, and certainly later, people thought that President Lincoln should have moved much more aggressively in that area. The original Emancipation Proclamation only applied to the Confederacy, did not apply to slaves held in Union states, of which there were some. Mm-hmm. Is that still a thing today?
I think the emancipation is not as much as Reconstruction is, because once folks were emancipated and they were able to establish themselves, even though it addressed the Confederacy, slaves in the North were also freed after emancipation. So even though it didn't state them, they were included. But during Reconstruction, there was no reinforcement of those new laws. And so although you had folks free, people buying land, starting businesses, kind of becoming self-sufficient, there was no laws, no one willing to implement those laws so that, you know, if they wanted to take someone to court, they weren't going to really have a fair trial. They had no one to fight against them to say, this is my land, even though someone else could come in and take their land. And so I think that's where it fell apart. Emancipation, no, wasn't done the best way, and I don't want to assume what Lincoln was thinking, but I think his choice to emancipate was looking at how do I end this war, not so much of this high moral decision to end slavery. It was looking at a way to kind of punish the South, but the North also knew that they needed the South for the economy, but at the same time, how do we, you know, make them hurt for what they've done. Slavery was the easiest way because that was their main workforce. And so was it thought out? No, because there was nothing put behind those laws to really support them and enforce them. And so we enter Reconstruction where we really begin to see the problem because you have these new laws, but no one reinforcing them and no mechanism. Congress didn't reinforce them. Our Supreme Court didn't reinforce them. Of course, local states aren't going to reinforce it. And so we end up back into the same situation we ended up with slavery. And so instead of it being called slavery, you have free people who are now being indentured in perpetuity.
Is Juneteenth as a holiday more broadly and nationally, is that a relatively new phenomenon or has it been going on since 1865?
It started in 1865. And again, it is more broadly now in the North than it had been in the South. It has always been something that they have celebrated. And then probably in the last 30 years, it started to become more prominent in the northern countries and Midwest. And so for those of us up here, it's like, oh, is this new? No, it's not new. And for folks who migrated from the South to the North, that's how it got brought up here, is when you had the Great Migration with folks moving north to work in the auto industries, bringing their southern cultures with them.
Do you find that students at Western know about Juneteenth or not so much?
I don't think very many young people know about it at all. There are communities that have celebrations, but I don't think it's something that's talked about.
I assume that you think it is important that they know about it.
It is. And it's not just African-American history. It's part of American history. And that's, I think, one of the reasons why it needs to be recognized as a holiday, because it's something that, yes, it impacts African-Americans because it's part of our history in this country, but it's also a part of our history as a country. It's one episode in many of showing how this country has continuously fought for freedom in some shape, form, and fashion.
What kinds of conversations do you think that thinking about and commemorating Juneteenth can spark today?
I think some of the conversations that we could have is, one, talking about its significance. And what I've noticed with, and it's not all young people and some people my age, we don't tend to spend a lot of time with our history. We tend to spend a lot of time with kind of the big things in history, but not some of the more detailed information. So I think the conversation about Juneteenth, it's a way of helping young people get a sense of, you know, the advantages, the opportunities you have now. This is why those advantages and opportunities are important, because there was a time when that wasn't an option. And so in 1865, where someone is celebrating being recognized as human, which is something we take for granted to some extent today, that has always been the case. I mean, African Americans were seen as chattel, they were property, they were not humans. And so here in 1864, 1865, someone's recognizing you as, oh, you're human now. I've always been, but thanks for recognizing. And so I think that's the conversation, so that people can understand some of the things that we're dealing with today. They're not new, and we're dealing with them because we forgot about that we've already dealt with them. And we've yet to kind of learn from our lessons, so we keep repeating them. And so I think that's the importance about helping young people understand why Juneteenth is so important. It is a time where we as a country recognized our shortcoming and tried to make amends for it. But because we forgot about it, we are continuing to repeat some of those same mistakes.
Dr. Candy McCorkle is the Vice President of Diversity and Inclusion at Western Michigan University. You can see displays about Juneteenth in the Bernhard Center and at Tramp Hall on Western's main campus. Sign up for WMUK's West Southwest podcast by searching the Apple Store or podcasts at Google Music. This is West Southwest. I'm Andy Robbins. Thanks for listening.